Oh my God, I can't fucking believe how amazing that was. That was everything I wanted it to be. I mean, that super long intro with the red lights, the fucked up city backdrop. Oh my God, they sounded just as good as they did years ago. You hit the nail on the head, dude. This really was a once in a lifetime fucking thing. What was your favorite part? Oh, famous last words. Fuck yeah, man. You were going nuts for that song. I didn't know they were playing it until the first few lyrics dropped suddenly. And I know that I can't make you stay. You know, I'm probably gonna say this a lot, but I can't thank you enough for tonight. Believe me, I'll pay you back every cent for the ticket next week. I know it was fucking expensive. And to think I wasn't even gonna go. Thank you so much for pushing me. I'd hate myself to the moon and back for not seeing this fucking show. I'm still so buzzed from it. How about you? I can tell you're drained, man. I thought I was going nuts. You were screaming and banging your head like it was your last chance, too. You sure you're okay to drive? All right, you got it. If you want to swap, just let me know. Hey, mind if I DJ? Shit, I'm still in the mood for more MCR. I hope you don't mind. Summertime, yes! I was pumped when they played this one. You know, I mean, this might be TMI, but I actually lost my virginity to this song. No joke. This was playing at a party downstairs when it happened. It was so loud, I could hear it all the way from his parents' bedroom. I felt bad afterwards. I actually tried putting the sheets in the laundry, but I couldn't figure out how to work their damn machine. Of course, I just fucking left them there. What do you want me to do? Put the damn thing back? Bro, there was like three different bodily fluids soaking them. How shitty of a person do you think I am? I actually remember he was humping me to the beat. Yeah, that was definitely too much. My bad. No problem, really? See, that's why I like you so much. Just how cool and down to earth you are. It's not just because you got me a last minute My Chemical Romance ticket. How about you, man? What song did you lose your virginity to? If you don't mind me asking. Oh, no, you don't have to answer. I didn't mean to. Okay. Was there not music playing when it happened? Not quite. So what happened then? How did you lose it? You haven't? You're like at all? Nothing? Never. Why is that so surprising? Oh, honey, look at you. You're good looking. You have an amazing taste in music. You're so smart and nice and how the fuck are you still a virgin? Why has no girl taken you yet? No, don't be sorry. Like, I'm the one that's sorry. Because I know we haven't been good friends for that long, but like, how come? 'Cause you're shy and haven't met the right one? Are you fucking kidding me? So what, you're a virgin by choice? No touching? Kissing? Handy? None of it. Why would you choose something like that? I'm not saying it's the most important thing in the world, but come on, man. You just brought me to a My Chemical Romance concert, and yet you have centuries-old pilgrim standards. Then why? It's not really your choice, is it? Look, dude, we don't have to talk about it. I'm sorry for bringing it up. I think it's upsetting you. It's not? So, do you want to talk about it? Okay. Well, let's start off like this. I know you've had girlfriends before. How come you didn't get far with them? Not brave enough. Weren't you with them a few months? Fine, 2 months, whatever, but still. How far did you get? Just a kiss? What, you never made out? You weren't brave enough? You poor thing. What made you feel like you weren't brave enough? Please stop with the I don't knows. You can't hide from me, man. I know what self-esteem issues look like. Maybe not identical, but issues nonetheless. Did they make moves on you? Well, you don't know. How could you not? Why, man? You aren't shy, you're not. But you have this weird, how do I put it? Lack of confidence in yourself. Are you afraid of something? I'm serious. Why not take these small chances? Yeah, they are small chances. It's so insignificant what could happen. They say no, don't text back, whatever. Is this really all that this is about? It is? You don't want to be remembered as a rejection? What, you can't fail if you never try? You can't succeed either, honey. Look, can I be honest with you? Like, really honest? You being a virgin is a waste. It's not up to just you to be good enough. The girl has to be good enough for you as well. Like, there's a girl out there lucky enough to get your attention when instead she's being manipulated and treated like shit. No, it's not a big deal. It's not, but I've had friends that went through shit like that, and even me. And here I am, hogging you all to myself, when instead some girl that could really use someone like you is crying in her bed because she missed the show. Hey, I'm not mad at you. Please don't think that. I just thought of something. When you drop me off, do you want to come inside and I can take it for you? Just once. Just tonight. Yes, I'm dead serious. I think it'll help you out a lot. I know it's sudden, but I think it'll do good things for the both of us. It's okay. What aren't you sure about? You can tell me, honey. No, this won't change a thing, I promise you. When we wake up, we will just be really good friends again. One and done. Hey, it's okay, we don't have to. You can say no, or we can stop at any time. Let me know if you don't like something. Like this. I'll take care of everything. You don't need to worry. You don't need to be scared or embarrassed. You don't have to worry about being good enough. You are so warm. You can say no. I want you to be comfortable with this. Me touching you like this. Just because you aren't saying yes doesn't mean you're okay with it. If you want this, please say it for me. Say yes. I didn't mean to do that. I didn't want to squeeze it tightly. You raised your leg to break, and I'm sorry. I am so sorry. Huh? You want to come in? Yeah, of course, of course. So, you want coffee or anything? No? So, you just wanna go to the bedroom? Okay, it's okay. Here, can you give me your hand? Please? Hey, it's okay. There's no need to be afraid, I promise. It's okay, honey. Go ahead, take my hands, and I'll take yours. Here you go, see? I won't hurt you. You can let go anytime you want. Are you sure you want this? Okay, let's go then. I'm gonna have to let go, but just for a second, okay? See, just a second. Is it okay if I let you go again? Okay. Hey, have a seat on the bed and you can take off your shoes. Just toss them in the corner. Here, I got them. No, don't stand up. Are you ready? Hey, look at me. You can look up at me. You don't need to be afraid. You don't need to hide or be scared. You don't have to feel inadequate or not good enough. Your insecurities don't exist here. I think you want this, but there's something still holding you back. What are you afraid of? You can tell me. I won't make you do anything you don't want to do. You're scared you'll fall in love with me? If that's what you're afraid of, there really isn't anything to be afraid of, honey. I'll do everything, okay? Just relax for me. I'm going to start by taking your shirt off. The only thing you have to do is say stop if you want to, okay? Okay, my turn. Yes, I wasn't wearing a bra. Here, I'll help you feel them. Go ahead. Do you like it? There you go. I'll keep going as long as you want me to. Alright, I'm gonna get in the bed with you now, okay? I don't want you to feel trapped. You can move me, move away from me, whatever you want or need. For the meantime, I'll do the moving. You just do what feels right. Are you okay? I felt you tense when I grabbed you. Okay. We're getting closer and closer. Are you sure you want to keep going? I want to hear you say yes. I want to know you want this. To know you want me. Say it for me. Say yes. You didn't have to say please, you know. But thank you. Okay, here we go. We're about to take a big step. Are you ready? Okay. Your pants and underwear are coming off now. Hey. Hey, honey. Come on, look at me. Look at me, you can do it. There you go, honey. Hey, listen to me. This won't take long, and that's all right. I'm only gonna do this a few times, okay? Breathe, honey. Breathe with me. There you go. Keep breathing just like that, best you can. I'm gonna take you in my mouth now, just a few times. Hold on for me, okay? Told you just a few times. Hold on, just one second. Have you liked it so far? Do you want to keep going? Okay, so I need you to listen to me. Ready? I'm gonna put this condom on you in just a second. I want you to relax for a bit. Now, it's not for what you think it is. It's just to help you last longer, okay? Why? You want this to last as long as possible, don't you? Okay. Now I want you to say yes. Please. Say yes. Say yes, please. I want this to last as long as possible. You can do it, honey. Try again. I want this to last as long as possible. Come on. You can say it. You want this to last as long as possible. Please. Good job, honey. Now let's put this condom on you. Don't worry. I promise it'll still be the greatest thing you've ever felt. Okay. It's time. Last call. Do you want me to really take your virginity from you? Come on. I know that look. You're having second thoughts. There's no need for this doubt, no need for this resentment you feel for yourself. Just because you see all these differences between yourself and other people, it doesn't make you less than them. You're beautiful. You're kind. You're smart. You are who you should and need to be. What's happening now isn't pity, honey. This is all just choices we've made. Mine, and most importantly, yours. So please. There's no consequence no matter what you say. Don't listen to that part of you that doesn't believe. It's dictated enough of your life so far. Don't say what you think is right, just say what you want. Yes or no? Okay then. Here we go. Once in a lifetime, right? You did it. It's inside, baby. Don't hold your moans back. Let them out. Let all of it out, everything you've been holding back. Oh, there you go. Do it again. See? It feels good. I'm gonna go faster now. Don't hold yourself back. You're doing amazing. I can see it. You're finally letting yourself be happy. This is all for you. You deserve every ounce of this. Hey, you're gonna come soon, right? Okay, then trust me. Yes, I took the condom off. It's okay. I'm on birth control. Go ahead. Do it. I want you to. Once in a lifetime, sweetheart. I want you to do it right. So, for once in a lifetime, come inside me. Good job, honey. Good job. Stay there and relax. I'm gonna clean us up. Sorry. Is it cold? Deal with it. So, now with that post-nut clarity, how was it? Pretty good, right? I'm glad you liked it. Do you feel better? Feel more secure? Less emotional bullshit? And all that jazz? Nice. Well, hey. Let's just cuddle and fall asleep, okay? I like it when you stroke my hair like that. Keep going. And like I said, tomorrow we'll go back to normal. We'll get dressed, have breakfast, and talk about the show some more. Nothing needs to be different. But if you want it to be different? What do you mean? What? You warned me. What did you... Oh. Well, yeah, you did. But I really didn't... You don't... I'm not... Oh. You don't really think you fell in love with me over this, did you? You love me? Love me this whole time? I don't get it, though. You... never made a move on me. You told me to date other... You always shut me down when I... Yeah, I'm crying, okay? Because you're an asshole. No, don't let go. Don't stop. You seriously don't get it? I've loved you this whole time, too, you idiot. I can't tell you how fucking excited I was when you asked me to the show. I thought you were finally gonna make a move on me. I've been waiting for it the whole time. I didn't want to push anything. I could never tell how you felt about me. You're like... everything I've ever wanted. You're funny and kind, gentle, smart, still flawed, as weird as it sounds. Plus, all the shit we like in common, it just keeps going. I've never wanted someone perfect, just someone perfect for me. And after the show tonight, it just seemed exactly like that. And I thought I knew I was being selfish. I thought I was taking advantage of you, but you kept saying yes. I thought this was all I'd ever have of you. And I can't say how sorry I am for that. No, it's not right. I did this with my own shitty intentions, and so does that mean you wanna, you know, be together? What do I think? What do I think? I think we haven't been dating for more than 3 minutes and you're already being an ass. But you're my ass now. I don't care if it doesn't sound right, but it does feel right. It's amazing, actually. Hey, you want me to turn up some music? You know, just to fall asleep to? We barely got into the MCR playlist, why not? There we go. No way, what are the chances? And I know I can't make you stay.